Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Deep Three, Sam Sports Network's NBA basketball podcast. I'm Sam Fetterman. Of course, you expected me to be here, but did you expect Isaac Fleischer all the way from Florida to be here? Isaac?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What do you have to say?
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me do the show. I'm very excited to start this new chapter. I'm very eager to talk about some of these NBA topics that we got ready for you guys. I like to plug in my Twitter. You can search up my name, Isaac Fleischer, or at IF Sports Network.
And for those of you who don't know how to spell that, which would be me and if I didn't have it written on my phone, F-L-E-I-S-C-H-E-R.
That is correct, Sam. That is how you spell my last name.
That is plugged in on my phone, so... Anyway, so we're going to talk a lot about fringe playoff teams today. We're also going to talk about some big moves made in the NBA this offseason, just like we did in the last episode. And we're even going to respond to some Twitter and Instagram followers, what they want to hear. And because I posted on both of my Instagrams, well, I actually have three of them, but on the two main ones, on the non-fanboy one, where I said, basically, give me something. Okay, this is hilarious. Anyway... I actually just came upon this thing on Instagram. A guy named Newman and a guy named Kramer sitting next to each other. Let's move on to something. The NBA. And we are going to talk about the first team we're going to mention is just spit out a team on the fringe of the playoffs.
Detroit Pistons. I heard about them in a recent podcast about Blake Griffin now spending, I guess, a good half the season with the team. Now... get like a little more chemistry going. How are him and Andre Drummond going to do this season?
Well, I think now that there's no more Cousins Davis front court, this could be one of the top front courts in the NBA. And I honestly think that this team is going to be phenomenal, as in like not phenomenal, but like better than they were last year. I think they will make the postseason because. I think that Reggie Jackson is going to have a big year compared to what he's been doing in the past.
You know, you mentioned them being phenomenal, and I think you're completely right about that. Looking at the East just got a little bit weaker this offseason. And
plus they have Dwayne Casey.
Oh, that's pretty good. He got fired from the Toronto Raptors, couldn't get past the LeBron James led Cavaliers. I think he's looking to add some big win, maybe a couple playoff series wins to his resume, maybe make it to the Hall of Fame one day. But looking at these standings, looking at the teams, there aren't that much good, like, dominant big men in the East. Like,
no, there's not many dominant big men in the league, for that matter. I mean,
the weak East, it's not really that hard.
I mean, after Cousins and Davis... who I think could be the top two big men in the league.
They are.
And Joel Embiid's up there. With Karl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid, Drummond is right up there because he's a great rebounder.
I completely agree. And look, all we really got in the East, we got Al Horford. I feel like he's pretty underrated.
He's underrated, he's underrated as an outside player. He's not underrated as a big man.
Whatever. I find him an amazing player, just... very solid, consistent, always like there to help the team out. Then there's Joel Embiid, and that's like pretty much it. Then you got Andre Drummond.
Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, but did you watch him in the playoffs? He was kind of.
I couldn't find him.
He seems kind of like a jokester. So, like, does he really care? Like,
I just think that he disappears come April.
Like, basketball is a mental game. I feel like he just got a little bit too frustrated with his team, with the way he was playing, and I think that's got him. So hopefully he could bounce back and be one of those top big men in the league, too. I think he should clearly be considered in this conversation. But really, the East is just really weak, and I think the Pistons can maybe somehow get into maybe fourth spot at most. But
well, here's the thing. The East is weak. Tell us something we don't know already. And more.
Okay, something you don't know, Dwayne Wade has not signed with the Heat. Why don't we talk about that?
Now, here's my thing with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is washed up. Do you agree?
completely agree. You know what? I watched him. I went to one playoff game this year. It was game 3 against the Philadelphia 76ers. And well, I've noticed
there was
this.
Not another game 3 for the Heat.
There was not another game 3 for the Heat, sadly. But in game 2, he had an amazing performance. That dagger against Ben Simmons was unbelievable. But watching, he does the same move every time. He'll go, get the ball, kind of do a pump fake, and draw the foul. And that's it. He's playing kind of slow, doesn't want to get injured. He's playing like a super old veteran that's just going to announce his retirement any day now.
Yeah, but he's only 36 years old. That's only 3 years older than LeBron. 3 years older than LeBron James. And, yeah, January 17, 1982. It's literally almost 3 years. What'd you say there?
Excuse me?
What did you say there? No one, I couldn't hear anything. Hello?
Testing.
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't hear anything you said after he's 36 years old. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying.
No, but once I said, like, oh, he's 36 years old, I didn't hear anything that you said.
Alright, hold on here. I'm on speaker for a second. Tell me if you can hear me.
Alright, I can hear you.
As you were saying, Dwayne Wade might only be 3 years older than LeBron James, but LeBron James is playing like a complete beast at his age.
Oh, okay.
Or not even at his age. He's probably playing the best in his whole career, in my opinion.
Well, let's take a look at that statistically. Why don't we?
Alright, why don't we? Well, I'll continue my statement anyways. Dwayne Wade, he's 3 years older than LeBron James, but he's not playing like LeBron James.
He's in a different
age
code.
Yes, exactly. Dwayne Wade, he's playing like an old man. Like, Dwayne Wade would be a star in the Big Three. That league is so fun. Dwayne Wade would be a complete star in that. But in the NBA nowadays, with stronger, younger, faster players just getting better each day, I don't think Dwayne Wade's going to be able to last much longer.
All right, so let's take a look at some of his statistics. LeBron James, his effective field goal percentage is hovering around 590, and his regular field goal percentage is hovering around 54%, which is higher than he's been in the past, because it's the third highest in his career. It's the fourth highest in his career after his two championship years, after his last 2 years in Miami and last year. And he played a career high minutes and games last year. Not a career high minutes. He led the league in minutes last year, just like he did the previous year. Let's look at PER. Can't find PER. Advanced, there it is. PER, his PER, for 6 consecutive seasons, he led the league. And in his first 3 years in Cleveland, he was 25-9, 27-5, 27. And now he jumped up to 28-6. So LeBron James is statistically playing better. Last year played better basketball than he did in his entire tenure in Cleveland.
So you're proving me right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're wrong. All right.
So exactly, LeBron James, he is a once-in-a-lifetime player, all right? Like, you don't just see a Michael Jordan
up there.
Or a LeBron James just walk into the league.
No, you never see that, except you did see that. He literally walked into the league.
You're not going to see every single draft a player like that.
No,
you're not. So, if we're speaking about players right now, can we bring it over to maybe some rookie predictions and how well you think certain rookies will be able to do this year? Because this is completely off topic, but in the NFL, when the Dallas Cowboys had that really nice season, until it was ended by Mason Crosby, with Dak and Ezekiel Elliott, they looked like they were just going to be so good for 10 years at least, and all of a sudden Ezekiel Elliott gets in that little scandal, and they're not the same anymore. So now I kind of question rookies a little. Now I always feel like each rookie could be like a one-and-done type of thing. Kind of like Michael Carter Williams. Like, what has happened to him. He was rookie of the year with the 76ers. Remember
that? Was he really rookie of the year?
He was rookie of the year. I remember.
Michael Carter Williams has to be the biggest joke in... Yeah. Rookie of the year.
Yeah, exactly. He
2013
was rookie of the year.
Draft. It doesn't count.
So, I don't exactly trust rookies all that much until they...
It's the 2013 draft. It doesn't count.
Every draft counts.
The 2013 draft, literally, it was Giannis.
Okay, look at who Giannis is today.
But
he's one of the best players in the Eastern Conference.
It was Giannis and Oladipo. Yeah, Oladipo's actually pretty good now. Well, but Oladipo's bounced around to six different teams.
Yes, exactly. See, so as you can see, these rookies, they can't just be like Ben Simmons. He will probably be very good every single year, but other rookies, like maybe Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball is going to be one of the most inconsistent players in the league.
Yeah, exactly. Like Lonzo Ball, maybe even Jason Tatum or Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell's going to be somewhat consistent.
Well, you never really know
because
what could happen.
Mitchell's the face of their franchise, and he's everything to that team.
Well, what rookie do you think maybe didn't do the best last year that might be able to step it up?
Easy, Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
You know why? He did almost nothing last year.
Okay, so that's not that hard. But just the way I look at him, he just looks like a depressed little animal. Like, he's so sad. Or maybe not sad, like, he just looks completely out of it.
But
like, he doesn't care at all.
He had that one game where he had the triple-double, and he still has the potential to be a great player.
But he's just, I don't know, certain things, I just let my heart tell me, and my heart is not telling me Markelle Fultz.
I'm
sorry to break it to you.
I don't think anyone's heart is telling them Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, me neither. He's just so, like, dull. He's just a dull type of guy. But you know what, rookie? I don't find dull that I really wish won Rookie of the Year. Not because they won an amazing playoff
Jason
run.
Jason Tatum?
Yes, Jason Tatum. I found him completely amazing.
He is an incredible player to watch.
He is unbelievable. But now thinking about it, my heart is also telling me maybe he'll be that one player that just doesn't fit into that role that they're now going to be given this year.
Question, how does Tatum not fit into the role? He's gonna be the number two scoring option.
So Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, the very consistent Al Horford, nothing to.
Irving's the top option. Then it's Tatum. Then it's Hayward. Then it's Brown. Then it's Horford.
I don't know. I feel like somehow Jason Tatum, we might see a little bit of an attitude from him. He might somehow get frustrated. Yes, some attitude. Some
attitude out of Boston.
Yes, attitude out of
what,
Boston.
Is he Brad Marchand?
Yes, he's exactly who you mentioned. So, look, if he just gets upset, maybe, like, he's not used to it. He comes into the NBA, and all of a sudden, he's put in this position where his star, or their second most exciting player that the city of Boston was looking forward to, named Gordon Hayward, gets injured in the first game. All of a sudden, In the second, third game of the season, he's put into this role where he really has to step up and become, like, the second best player. But now Gordon Hayward's coming back. He reportedly said that he's super happy. And I don't think Jason Tatum might not be ready. He hasn't been in the league long enough.
So you think he's a one-hit wonder?
Potentially, he just might not understand the role that he might be given this year.
I think it's a one-hit wonder?
Ooh.
Terry Rozier.
Ooh, I agree with that 100%. And you know who was also a one-hit wonder that was in Boston a couple years ago? No, not Jaylen Brown. I love Jaylen Brown. No, Isaiah Thomas. What happened to him?
The reason why he's a one-hit wonder is because he lost the best coach in the NBA.
I think he's a one-hit wonder. Because he left the city that he pretty much...
No, he was traded. It was not his choice. Remember, he only played 32 games.
Whatever. Even though that makes it even worse. That makes it even harder for a player, I'm assuming, emotionally. If I just love the city I was in, I felt like this is finally, like, where I belong. Like, I am, like, a superstar. Like, this is my city. And then I leave and I go to this little dump called the Cleveland Cavaliers with already LeBron James there, where he's the man, and I'm not the man anymore. And if he's never really been a good player his whole time, I don't really know.
He averaged 20 in Sacramento.
So maybe he was a good player.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Well, he wasn't a good player enough to be in the eyes of one of the top NBA watchers in the name of Isaac Fleischer.
Yeah. Well, you're a professional basketball watcher. He's a professional basketball player. And you know what? He made some headlines today.
Which were?
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
All right, I'm going to go to his Twitter and see what he said. He said... Where is it? He said, to put it simple, if you don't respect women's basketball, you're a joke. What is your take on that?
I don't want to bring any sexism into the show, but not saying that I disrespect women's basketball.
But
it still is exciting. I was so anxious for the Hurricanes game.
I think we lost you.
Can you hear me?
I lost you after a Hurricanes game. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello, Sam?
Hello, are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Sam?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna say, can you hear me again?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I was just saying, I was at a bar watching the Hurricanes game, super anxious. Alright, even though they got completely destroyed, which my heart told me that was gonna happen, so I was already prepared, but I had some hope. There was this women's basketball game on playoffs. It was the Mercury versus versus that team in Seattle.
The Storm.
The Storm, yes, the Storm.
Led by Brianna Stewart.
I was excited to watch that game. It was a very exciting game. There was a
25 point comeback or something, a 15 point comeback.
I don't know about that. I only watched the end, but there was an amazing shot by the Mercury, and it was super exciting to watch, and it really put me in a good mood. Like, basketball was back, even though it wasn't the NBA, that I was watching professional basketball, and that made me happy to see that happen again. But the game in the WNBA is completely different than the NBA. It's just, it's a little bit more, I find the NBA slow, but I find the WNBA much slower. It's a little bit less physical. It's not physical. Yeah, it's just not as exciting to watch. There's no dunking. There's just really nothing.
If there's Griner's involved, there's dunking.
Okay, you just named one player. Can you name another?
Candace Parker.
Okay, can you name another?
No.
Okay, so only two players that can dunk. Not almost every NBA player, but most.
There's two more. Michelle.
Are you Googling this, Sam? Are you Googling this?
Yes.
Okay, so
I should have gotten the other one, Sylvia Fowles.
Well, whatever. The WNBA is just non-physical, like, almost a rip-off version of the NBA. But
I don't believe it to be a rip-off. I believe it to be much slower and much less physical. I still believe
it to be much less exciting.
Much less exciting, yes. but I still believe it to be a great sport. And back on that point, guess what's going on right now?
Wait, Sam, can you hear me?
Yes, can you?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Well, but I do respect the WNBA, and I don't know if the game fives are going on right now.
Yes,
but
they are.
But I would like to watch those games. But you know what I think kind of lost a little bit of something that I enjoyed if I ever turned on a WNBA game?
Yeah, what?
I've noticed the Atlanta Dream and the
Mystics?
And the Mystics. I realized how they're both playing now in college arenas. I remember the Dream used to play where the Hawks played, and the Mystics would play at Capital One Arena where the Wizards would play. And now it just looks like it's just not as important anymore. And that kind of, for me,
it's a three-pointer from the corner, and it's good. The Dream take a two-point lead.
Wait, how much time is left?
It's the second quarter.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God, that woman is bald.
Oh yeah, I've seen her before. But yeah, so I think that kind of loses the professional aspect or the more, like, it makes it look like it doesn't matter to the people.
The college
which makes
sport,
it not
yeah,
exciting
I
for me to watch.
And they recently just moved the New York Liberty to from Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah, they moved them to like where the Westchester Knicks play, didn't they?
Yeah, and you know where that is? Literally 5 minutes away from my house.
Oh wow. Oh yeah, we talked about this one day.
I was not able to go to any games this year. I really wanted to go to the one on Memorial Day weekend when they were playing against the Lynx, led by Maya Moore. By the way, the Lynx are really having an off year this year.
Yeah.
Come September, you should really be hearing about the Lynx.
But to be honest, maybe a reason why I don't care about the WNBA as much also, there's just no team in Miami. So that just makes me a little bit out of it. I'm not really... If there's no team in Miami, there is a team in Chicago, but that's too far.
That's far away from you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I need
for me to be into something, I need a team for me to root for, and a team that like I'm not just gonna hop on a bandwagon. Like I want to have a reason. Like this is my city, and I want to like represent it by rooting for that team. What?
And one for the bald woman.
Okay, so bald woman.
Okay, she's not bald. She has gray hair.
Oh, wow. Well,
I don't know who it is, though.
I think, how many teams are in the WNBA?
16? 12?
There are 16 or 12 teams in the WNBA. So that means there's something going wrong here with this organization. That means that people don't care about women's sports. I think people should care about women's sports. Because this being in the summer... If they could somehow get, like, their little ad about the Watch Me Work thing, that doesn't really do anything. That doesn't make me want to watch WNBA basketball. I think they need to somehow find that one player that really... Oh, here, you know Julian Newman's sister? Isn't her name Jaden Newman?
Yes.
Yes. Watching her, she is exciting. I want to see her in the WNBA.
Well, she wants to see herself in the NBA.
Okay. She puts herself in the NBA... Then still another reason why we shouldn't watch the WNBA.
WNBA literally commits suicide if women go to the NBA.
Yeah, exactly, because then it doesn't matter anymore. But the WNBA, they, one, need to add more teams. They need to do something like what the MLS is doing with all these expansion franchises.
Here's the thing. The MLS has a talent pool of all over the world. Women's basketball doesn't have as big of a talent pool.
Okay, well, that's still... That's not, like, the point. The thing is, they need to just get... I don't care if the players are bad. Just expanding and bringing different teams to different cities just brings... It just brings more fans into the game, which is, like, a big thing with the MLS. Like, there's no MLS team in Miami, but, man, am I anxious for one to come here. I know. I am so excited. You have no idea how excited I am. I remember we discussed this in a little debate... At Sports Broadcasting Camp, how disappointed I was that the U.S. wasn't in the World Cup.
I just went to MLS.com. And it's not the MLS. It's multiple listing service.
Well, that is funny. But yeah, like what the MLS is doing is phenomenal. It's adding just another big sport to America. Watching Atlanta United games, those are absolutely insane.
Oh my god,
those,
they are. Atlanta United.
Those are sold out.
Atlanta
soccer
and Los Angeles Galaxy get the most fans.
Yes, and those are two expansion franchises.
Not the Galaxy.
Oh, sorry, not the Galaxy. My bad. I was thinking of whatever they are, LAFC.
But they get a lot of fans too. I don't understand. They bring a team to LA 20 years after. Who's rooting for these guys?
I honestly do not know, but there are soccer fans in America, are people that just want to enjoy soccer, and the MLS is just being complete geniuses on adding all these teams because they want to develop U.S. soccer. That is their main goal.
Get
to make soccer
the World Cup.
Yes, to make soccer another big, like, to make soccer equivalent to football or to basketball.
Well, that'll happen because football is actually on the downswing. But getting soccer up to basketball is not going to be possible.
Well, it might.
No,
if
no
you
way.
Just get more. In England, so, wait, what's the league? Is it the Champions League or Premier League?
The Premier League is England. Champions League is all of Europe.
So, England is probably not as big as the state of Florida. Correct?
Let's take a look.
And, what league was it again? It's the Premier League, right?
The.
Okay. So the Premier League is teams in England.
And Wales.
And Wales.
Well, there's
two
in Wales in the entire system.
Okay.
All right, remember this number, 50,301. It is 15,000 square kilometers smaller than Florida.
Okay, so it's smaller than the state that I'm...
But it's got 32 million more people. Hello?
And the thing is, let's say that there were 30 teams put in Florida. That means that
there's 20. There's 20.
Okay, there's 20 teams. So, like a team.
There'd be a team in a city we've never heard of.
So to represent, like, your team, like, in a major arena.
Well, this is a completely different story here.
And it'd be much fun to represent, like, your little group, your nation. That is fun. And that is what the WNBA needs to do to make women's sports more popular.
More teams, is what you're saying? Now here's
they need more teams.
Now here's what I think they need.
As much sports teams in South Florida as they possibly can, because the new sport that comes in is just a new sport that I'm gonna be a huge fan of.
Now the question with that is it gonna be a new sport that the entire city of Miami, the entire area of South Florida is gonna be a huge fan of?
Maybe not, but I know I will be.
Oh, step back jumper and the Mystics are in front by 5.
Where that one, Del Deron?
Del Don? No. Del Don's not in the game right now. I don't know who most of these people are. You know who Del Don is because she's the only blonde one on the court.
Yeah, also I think she played for the Chicago Sky.
She did, and she... Do you know where she went to college?
I'm just going to make a wild guess here. Actually, no, I'm going to go with the... I'll go with an underdog. I'll go with Stanford.
She went to Delaware.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say UConn, and I... Hold on.
Yeah, no, that's why, because I was like, it probably won't be UConn. It's like one of those scenarios where you just know it's not the obvious answer.
No, but it's hard to not be a fan of women's basketball when you're a fan of UConn. By the way, Del Don just checked back into the game. And she's shooting... No, she just got the ball. And she passes out to the corner. Deep three! It's good! The Mystics lead it by 6!
Okay, well, whatever. So, the thing to make women's basketball more respectable is to add teams, which will then grow in interest. It might not, there might be 100 people at the game.
What I think they need to do in the women's basketball is I think they need to find that player. Oh my god, from the tee, airball.
There might be 100 people at the game, but it's still, that's 100 more people that are going to be enjoying women's basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have an all-star game for women's basketball?
They most definitely do.
Okay. Because if they don't, I was going to say they need that really bad.
So this girl just pulled up from the T in the Georgia Tech logo.
Oh, did she make it?
No, she airballed.
Alright, should we...
So I was just told that Brian's gonna call in.
Oh yeah, he called, but I hung up.
Give me a moment.
He called, like, on the phone.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, are you guys on?
Yeah, we're just gonna... I'm gonna merge your call. Alright, I'm trying to figure out how to merge the call here. The button is still not on. The merge calls button isn't on.
Is Isaac on hold?
Yes.
Here, I'll call him.
Okay.
Put me on hold.
Okay.
Tell him I'm calling him.
Okay. He hung up, I think. I have one call now. We're gonna mute this thing. Hello, Lou? Okay, I thought we were mute. Alright, that's for the moment. I'm just going to do some WNBA play-by-play. Number 9 for the Mystics gives it to Della Don. Della Don drives the lane. She goes down the left side, but the ball is poked away. And it will be Atlanta Dream Ball. Are we all on?
Yeah.
Isaac?
Yes, okay.
Alright.
Before I leave, give me a question. It could be a prediction. It could be who's my favorite dish, and I will answer it. And maybe give you the reason why, and then I will leave. Because school comes first.
Okay. So, here's...
Okay, before you go on, guys, just when you're recording, once we've merged...
We're already recording.
Oh, yeah, I know, but, like, for once, since we're in the process of merging, once we do, be sure to be like, this is a production of Power Sports, but then you can end it with your show title and your name, but, like, be sure to be like, this and this. I'm also going to give you my... I have a Gmail account for Power Sports to access the YouTube. Do you guys know how to create, like, a playlist of your show?
Yeah, I know how to do this, but can we do this, like, by text later? Because we're recording now.
I'll text you guys the account information, the email, and the password. That way you guys can access the YouTube. Just don't email, because don't fuck it up.
Oh, come on! 10 push-ups.
Sam, give me a thing.
Alright, so here.
Call us when we're on.
We are on. We've been on the entire time.
Are we on right now?
Yes, we've been on. You need to do 10 push-ups.
Sam, give me a statement.
Alright, so here's the question that I'm gonna ask you about the NBA.
Are you gonna cut this?
I don't cut. I don't have editing skills.
Right.
You have to do 10 push-ups. Okay.
I'm ready.
So here's my question for you.
Okay.
Who is going to win the WNBA championship?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's tough.
I want the Mystics, because I'm getting that veteran LeBron James vibe, and I love LeBron James. So I kind of want them to win with Diana Taurasi.
That's the Mercury.
But... The Mercury, my bad. But... What I'm rooting for are the Atlanta Dream. Only because my Speedway camp is in Georgia, and I've heard of the Atlanta Dream before any of these other teams. So I want the Atlanta Dream to win.
Okay. So you think the Mercury are going to win, but you want the Dream to win? Is that correct? Okay. Hello, are you there, Isaac? okay, he's gone. So I guess he thinks. So I guess that Brian's just gonna be on the line here. Okay.
Let me go.
Go.
From ESPN right now, in the United States Open, quote, six-time champion Serena Williams advances to the semifinals with a 6-4, 6-3 victory over number 8, Carolina Pliskova, end quote. She will move on to the semifinals, and she will await her opponent. It will be Anastasia Sevastova.
Yeah, and our predictions are horribly wrong.
Nah, come on, I had Serena.
No, but what I mean is Federer.
He didn't deserve to win last night. No. Let me just go out there and say that. No. He played terribly. He unforced errors, whether it be into the net. He went 35 or 36% on his first serve all night. That is terrible. If you're Roger Federer, he's the only guy other than Serena where you don't want a close match, and he's a crowd favorite. And not even Delpo. Like, they didn't want more tennis. They wanted to see Roger crush this guy, and that's what they came to see. And people want to see Djokovic Federer the next night, and I would have said that Federer would win. And I said that on my podcast yesterday.
And so did I.
And Federer is a better player. And right. He did not deserve to win that match.
I'm going to cut you off here because this is a basketball podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And so we're talking WNBA, we're talking NBA, we're talking high school hoops, we're talking anything. I haven't gotten any questions on Twitter or Instagram, I don't think, about the NBA yet. Yeah, nothing.
I got a question.
Oh, here we go. I actually have a few. I have three.
From where? Twitter?
From Instagram. Charlie Cooper, my friend, who was actually just on the previous show, says, which good West teams are left out of playoffs? Like, who's the 9th seed in the West or the 10th seed in the West?
This is what I'm going to say here. Can I answer the first few?
Yes.
So, the interesting thing is that I think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs singly because they have LeBron James. Okay? So, if they don't make it, they're on that list. But the problem is that they're going to make it. So, you got that going for them. And I also want to say is that there's so many teams in the West that are going to come close, but the highlight most likely of the West is I even say the Clippers. The Clippers are not a.
You think the Clippers can make the playoffs?
That they are a good West team that will not.
They are a bad West team.
And they consistently get a .500 or better record every single year for the last 5 to 10 years. They are a consistent team. If you're Doc Rivers, you've successfully did a lot of great things, especially in the regular season. Health is a different issue. Losing your two best players is another issue. But he's been consistent. No, he hasn't done anything in the playoffs.
Exactly. But that's why I completely disagree.
He is the best grinding coach in the NBA, and there's no competition.
Okay, I will say this right here. I completely disagree with everything you've said about the Clippers. You know why? They're not a good team right now because it's not about your coach in the NBA.
I didn't say they were a good team. I said that they are a solid team. I know. I'm sorry, Charlie. The question was good teams. They are a solid team, and they are capable of getting 40 wins every single year.
You know who I think is going to miss out on the postseason this year? The Suns are going to get a lot better thanks to Trevor Ariza and DeAndre Ayton, but they're still going to miss the playoffs.
They're still going to miss the playoffs. I agree. I see them getting a 10 or 11.
I think they're a much improved team, and San Antonio, I think, is going to miss the postseason.
San Antonio will make it, but you there's again, if you if like here, if you take a look at the West,
which I'm doing,
I'm not. I should do that. It's just there's so many teams that are locks. Like let's just go with this.
Rockets, Warriors.
Like Rockets are gonna make it. They're in. Golden State's in. Timberwolves. I think we'll still Trailblazers. I mean, we'll still definitely make it in.
And the Timberwolves too.
Oh yeah, and even the Timberwolves.
And the Thunder.
I think Denver is a good team, and even with the draft, they might get the 8.
And then
if they don't make it, to answer his question, they are definitely a good team. That if they don't make the playoffs,
will be surprised.
Yeah. Dallas is not going to make it. But here, let's start with the people who aren't. Phoenix won't. Memphis won't. Dallas won't. Sacramento won't. And the Clippers won't either. So you only have 10 teams that are up for consideration. You've got the 8 that were in this past year, including LeBron and the Lakers, and then Denver. And I like Denver. Houston's in. Golden State's in. Portland's in. OKC's in. Utah's even in. And San Antonio's in. That takes up 6 spots automatically. Now you've got 4, and
you
I think
the
LA's
Lakers
a lot.
Were in.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying now. The Lakers are a lock, and they're not even going to get a 7th or 8th seed. I see them as a 4, 5, or 6.
Well, 1 is going to be Golden State. 2 is going to be Houston.
I see Houston getting 1. Well, 1
what?
And 2 are missing.
Even with the Warriors getting DeMarcus Cousins?
I don't, everybody's very, very excited about that. I don't see that as, like, now they've got a great player at every single position and a great player at
two different... The Warriors could beat the entire Eastern All-Star team.
They've got a great point guard, a great shooting guard, a great
an
small
all-time
forward,
great small
and a great backup small forward, and a great defensively power forward, and even on offense, and now a great center. They are such an offensive team that I don't think it makes a significant enough difference. Definitely not to get 8 games, which it was the 7 that it was a lock. So it's definitely going to be a toss-up again.
I don't think it's even close to this past year.
But I don't think Boogie Cousins makes as much of like a 10-game difference as people think he will. I think he makes more of like a 4 or 5 or even a 6-game difference.
Well, that also too, because he's not going to be back for a while. But I think that the Warriors are definitely going to be the 1 seed because they're going to be healthy this year. All right, so the next question is, out of any NBA franchise, what would you own? I don't have the money to do that.
Yeah, it's just... you got to see how they're playing. Even in the preseason, you gotta know, like, if Chris Paul or Steph Curry is actually gonna be hot this year.
We moved on to the next question.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, for this, you gotta actually, I can't be positive and make an $100 bet with you right now that Curry's gonna be great this year. You gotta actually see how they're gonna play.
Yes. Curry's going to be good. I'm not sure if he's going to be great. He's going to be good. He's going to average 20.
Don't worry. He'll be good.
Oh, yeah. And the next question is from Tomas. Hi, Sam. I am actually not a, I actually am not a fan of NBA. But, okay, that's not a question. So, I guess we had one question that I can answer.
True.
Hold on. Wait. I didn't check the other Instagram account. Nope, none. Nothing. And that's only been seen by 21 people, so... It's not... So... I guess I should have posted these earlier. Yeah, 45 people. So I'm actually going to talk about... Well, you want to talk about other... Now, that was literally exactly what we were going to talk about, the question that Charlie brought up. The next thing that I want to say is I want to talk about some of the moves made in the offseason that went under the radar. Isaiah Thomas joined the Denver Nuggets. I think the first time people may have heard about that was today when Thomas made headlines talking about women's basketball. Thomas instantly turns the Nuggets into a team that is better by about 1 or 2 games.
I think it even could be 4 or 5.
And
to be honest.
With Michael Porter Jr.
From an okay point guard to a solidly good, if not close to great, point guard.
And now they have.
You got a point guard who is it's easily top 15. Like, there's so many great point guards in the NBA. Good, great. This guy's easily top 10 to 15 in the entire.
I mean, he was top 3 2 years ago.
Yeah, not top 5.
Offensively,
but yeah.
Never defensively. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so Thomas joins Michael Porter Jr. as a new Nugget. And another Nugget to add on to that would be the fact that they mostly got the same team around there. They didn't lose Jokic. Now they give them that massive contract extension.
Right.
And so the next thing I want to bring up is the fact that the New York Knicks were actually in 11th place in the East last year, which, oh my god, how bad is the East for that to happen?
Here, let's do like kind of the same thing with the East. Toronto's in, Boston's in,
Philly's
in,
Cleveland's out.
They're out. You can't rule them out. They still have Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love. Like,
and they've also still got Deshaun cheering for them. They've got nothing. Move on. Pacers.
Kevin Love is a good power forward. He is top 5 power forwards in the association.
Not these past 4 years, but when he's the number one option, he is.
Indiana's is going to be shaky again, but they've already proved that they can do stuff without Paul George. If they can get top 5 in the East without Paul George, I don't see why they can't do it again.
All right. Miami, I think they're a fringe. I think Milwaukee.
Miami can get it. Milwaukee's getting top 5 this year. Okay. I love them.
And I think that Washington's
in. Charlotte, definitely not. Detroit, I don't even like.
Detroit, maybe.
Atlanta could make a move.
No way.
Two years ago, with the same lineup, they got to the Eastern Conference semifinals.
2 years ago?
2 years ago, they made the playoffs.
Hold on. First of all, not the same lineup. They no longer have Paul Millsap.
Keep going.
They basically no longer have anybody. They don't have Dennis. They still have Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder's been the best guy, and he still is.
They don't have Jeff Teague.
Jeff Teague wasn't as important as Millsap or Schroeder 2 years ago.
Teague was awesome.
Yes, but he wasn't as significant on the specific team that lost in 6 games to the Wizards 2 years ago as Millsap or Schroeder.
All right. Let's look at the team from 2016.
Okay.
Bazemore, Hardaway, Heinrich, Justin.
Bazemore wasn't that bad.
Okay, here's a big one. Horford.
Oh, right.
Korver
or Horford?
Both.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, Korver got traded in the middle of the year.
No, he got traded in the middle of the year last year, not 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but beginning of the year last year.
No, middle of the year, January.
That's towards the beginning.
That's practically dead middle.
No. Well, let's see. They end in May. They end in the end of April. So I'll count.
No,
April.
They end in mid-April. They end April 15th.
Sorry.
Porcello walked. Bogarts walked. Rake scores.
October,
it's 1-1.
Here, I'll count October and April, and then I'll just minus one. So October, November, December, that's 3. Then January, February, March, April. So that's 6 months. So, it's the end of the first third of the year in January.
Yeah, basically. Something around that.
Like when people are like, Christmas games. Yeah, it's like the beginning of the year. Like, okay, cool. They're playing on Christmas. Like, they probably hate playing on Christmas. They want to be with their families.
Yeah, all right, and the Hawks, the year they made the big playoff run. No, sorry, the one to the Eastern Conference Finals. Damari Carroll, Mike Scott, John Jenkins. Not sure if he played that much. Teague was big. That team that year had six guys who averaged 10 points.
Yeah. But if you have six, that's good.
That's a different team.
You know, I think the Golden State Warriors only have five players that average 10.
Yeah, but they have, like, three guys that average 20.
Right. But let's say 10 or higher last year. I'm willing to say it was five, maybe six.
Probably four.
Actually, it could be four.
Four.
No, but Livingston, no, he probably averaged
Livingston averaged five.
Which means Iggy probably averaged seven or eight.
Iggy averaged six.
Like, LeBron, he plays 40... What is it now? 43 minutes a game.
36.
36. What?
36.
Not in the playoffs.
Oh, in the playoffs, he plays 48 minutes a game.
No. What, only one time.
No, he did that like four times, but still.
He averaged in the playoffs 43, I believe.
All right, it doesn't matter. But they had three guys that averaged 20, and Draymond averaged 11.
So Durant, Clay, it's gotta be Clay that averaged 20, right?
Yeah, I said Draymond averaged 11.
Right, okay. And Story Center last year was, not Bergeron, not Bogut. Who was it? Who was their starting center?
I don't know if they played with the center. Jordan Bell? Kevon Looney? Oh, JaVale.
Did McGee start?
Let's take a look. Zaza.
Right. Zaza Pachulia. And then it was,
JaVale and Jordan Bell.
Then JaVale, because he got hot, and then Jordan, and then, whatchamacallit?
Kevon Looney.
Who?
Wait, hold on. No, yeah, Kevon Looney started four games.
Yes, Looney, yeah, he did start. He even got the backup job in the playoffs. Like, they didn't play Bell in the playoffs. They were too scared to.
Yeah, and they still won the championship, so I'm not going to say they did anything wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't have played Bell either for over 5 minutes a game.
Like, they won the championship, so they did nothing wrong.
Like, Bell's seen the final four, but that's totally different. And that's actually more pressure, but, like, yeah. This is, like, so highly covered that it's, like, so many different people with a totally different outlook in a more serious way, not in a more, like, fun and games way. In college,
excuse me.
So,
college is no fun and games.
Yeah, but
there's
like
a lot of money involved, and none of it goes to the players. We'll talk about that on the free play.
But I will say, players will get more, like, even as they get older, 19-year-old guys will care a lot more about winning the NBA Finals than winning the national championship.
Agreed, because they're basically just using college as a stopgap to get to the NBA, and that's only going to be happening for the next couple years.
Right, and they don't technically, even with the illegal stuff, they still don't get paid if they win the championship.
Oh,
unless
no,
unless you're graduating and then you sign a deal.
Well, yeah, if Shabazz Napier got
like,
if
you're Jalen Brunson. Right, and you just won the championship, or Dante DiVincenzo, you're so hot. I mean, they're not obviously going to give it to DiVincenzo, and he's going to start next year.
He's in the NBA.
Wildcats.
He's in the NBA.
Everybody watch, listen to the free play on Sam Sports Network.
Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, Brian was on that one.
Yes.
DiVincenzo is actually the second guy picked from Villanova.
Oh, have we announced the merger yet on this episode? You're like first take, like, you don't stop it at all. Like, I was just talking with Isaac, like, on a separate conversation. That's getting recorded, right?
Yeah, that was recorded.
Wow, I love what you're doing.
It's just all recorded, because...
I like it. It's like Dan Patrick.
Yeah, it's practically just a radio show.
Yeah. So, have we announced the merger yet?
No, I've done that on Twitter.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's been done over Twitter and retweeted by Isaac. If you want to, you can retweet it also.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll promote you.
No, yeah. It's not to promote you. It has nothing to do with me.
True. And it has to do with all of us. But you say it on the podcast.
All right, so I'm going to actually read the tweet that I sent out. And so here's what I said. Breaking news! Sam Sports Network is reportedly in business with Power Sports and IF Sports Network in a groundbreaking deal combining the three into one mega account podcast YouTube. SSN will still be available on all platforms except its own podcast.
But yes, so here, I'll even explain it more in depth. So Power Sports, IFSN, and SSN are combining into one, as I like to call, mothership, which will be Power Sports, the still a Power Sports Index, combining all three of us, and it will be on one account with podcasts, radio. We're going to have internet radio up on Shoutcast, as I've said, on Power Sports, and on YouTube, but we still will have our own separate shows, we'll have one together, but we'll also still be like this, we'll still be calling into each other's shows, like, it'll still be the same as now, it's just going to be all combined, and we're still, it's not just the sister podcast, we're all together now. So, Isaac Fleischer, Sports Network, Brian Barth at Power Sports, and Sam Fetterman at Sam Sports Network, we are combining into multiple different shows on Power Sports, and I'm really looking forward to it, Sam.
Yeah, now here's the main issue with that. Sam Sports Network will be putting some of their podcasts together because there is absolutely no point in having six of them. There's probably going to be three or four.
Yeah, so what Sam and I and Isaac have been talking about, so Sam is going to be starting, so you really should be the one to say this, but it's all going to be one show, and it will, it's Sam's show, he will have the discretion of naming that show, and same with Isaac for his and me for mine. So that will be at his discretion, but in the description, and I assume in the title, we'll have both his name and what he will be talking about. So that's one of the major things that we've been doing. I know I do it at the beginning of each of my episodes, but Sam will be combining his into more of like what me and Isaac have been doing. If you listen to IFSN or PS, is that we will have multiple and I know Sam doesn't do breaks, sometimes I'll do breaks into one episode, but it will be described. So if you're only an NFL fan and only want to listen to the NFL podcast, even though we do encourage you to listen to all of them, you can look for the ones that include the National Football League. That is totally cool, and we're trying to make it open to everybody using that. So we're really excited. I know Sam is, and Isaac is as well. But yeah, in the next few weeks, we are merging, and it's going to be really great to have all of us working on the same page together.
Yeah, and so Brian, Isaac, and I will be talking about this, and I'm probably going to bring you on Sam Sports Network's podcast on Podomatic, a final episode that basically explains everything out completely, because I'm not sure how many people that listen to my podcast listen to the very end to listen to this. And we're practically done here. We have been on for almost an hour. So I'm going to say...
But don't worry, guys. Yeah, if you're thinking Sam Sports Network is leaving, it's not.
It is not
it's
leaving.
It's just merging.
It's just going to be better because it gets you... Because Sam Sports Network will still be on Instagram. It will still be on Twitter. It will still be on YouTube as its own channel.
Well, yeah, it's going to be its own channel for all of Sam's highlights and Boston stuff, but all of his work, like if he's videoing a radio show or he wants to have highlights, like if it's Super Bowl highlights, like he'll put it on ours.
The thing is, I'm going to have all of my highlights, because I don't do only Boston highlights. If you go to
all of your Boston stuff
are going to be on both channels.
Right, exactly. So, the big games that Sam does highlights to will be on ours and his. All of them, even the smaller games, like all the regular NFL games, those will all be on his, and even the bigger big games. But the ones that you can find on ours are the more big games, so like probably two NFL games a week, like the Sunday night or whatever the ones he chooses.
I'm probably only gonna do like three or four highlight videos for the NFL a week.
And only the bigger games are going to be on Power Sports, but each of us will have a playlist. We're probably in the Power Sports YouTube, since you guys know playlists. Podcasts are all combined, so you'll see the titles. It'll be obvious. They'll have our names in it if you want to listen to IFSN, PS, or SSN in their podcast, which will have different names, but it will still be a production of Sam Sports Network, just presented by Power Sports. So,
And just another quick update. The logos for SSN Podcast, Power Sports, and will be coming soon, courtesy of Charlie.
Oh, yes. If you guys see my podcast at Power Sports, that will be still our main logo, unless we further tell you it is not. My own show logo will be made by Charlie, and we are all very excited for that. But if you do see my podcast, that will still be our main logo, and Charlie is going to be making our shows, and we're really excited for that.
Yeah, SSN is still going to maintain the professional logo that was made by a professional logo designer for my bar mitzvah.
Yes,
but the shows are going to have logos now. Not only the network, but the shows.
And we have to turn it. Have we turned in our names to him yet?
For the shows?
Yeah.
Oh no. He knows my show's names.
But what about me and Isaac's?
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't really talked to him about that yet.
Okay.
I'll talk to him about it. I'm actually gonna see him at school tomorrow for the first day of school.
Well, that's gonna be cool.
All right, so I have to sign off here because it's almost time for school, sadly.
And we're merging. We're going nowhere. We're just and as I was saying earlier, the YouTube, we're just gonna have playlists, if you guys know that, and it will be organized because we are organized people.
It's just gonna be better.
And it's gonna be better. You're gonna have it on one YouTube channel, one account that you're gonna find it on search. But then they're going to be in playlists, so they're all going to be different. There's going to be Sam's, mine, Isaac's, and then our together one.
And I will be mentioning one more thing, Brian.
Oh yes.
Are you doing stuff for your school sports?
Oh yeah. So we're not merging with them on a outside level, but please, we are enjoying. We are having the time of our lives with HM Lions Report. I know your brother used to do some work in that.
If you're a Horseman fan,
if you just want to see how it's done, Horseman Sports Center, as we like to call it, HMLR Lions Report, on YouTube, on Facebook. I have it in my description. I have Sam's in my description. Go watch it. They're really, really good and well put together.
And if I ever end up going to Horseman, I will join that. But the chances of that are slightly higher than me going to any other school because my brother goes to Horseman. But right now, as of right now, Ripawam Siskwa Sports will not be found on Sam Sports Network because...
Well, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Ripawam Siskwa Sports, the sports at my school, will likely not be found on SSN, but on a Ripawam Siskwa-controlled channel. Don't worry.
And Tuckahoe as well.
Tuckahoe Sports are found exclusively... audio.
Right.
Because video, the director of the camp won't let me do that.
Right.
And so I'm actually going to sign off here. Brian Barr.
Thank you very much for having me on your podcast. And we're all here at Power Sports and SSN and IFSN. Are very looking forward to getting this done, and we're going to have a great time, and it's just going to get better for everybody, especially our listeners. And I'd like to say thank you, Sam, for having me on this podcast today, and Isaac, I know, came. And thank you to all of our listeners listening to all of our multimedia and Twitter and YouTube. Thank you very much for doing what you do and listening to and watching us. We really have a fun time doing this for you. Patrons, the consumers, we're free. Don't worry.
All right. So, thanks, Brian, for coming on. I'm Sam Letterman. And for everyone at Sam Sports Network, This has been a Sam Sports Network production. That includes only me. God, I'm going to miss saying that. Because Sam Sports Network, the merger is happening soon with Power Sports and Isaac Fleischer Sports. And we are ready to say goodbye for right now. This probably won't be the last thing you see on Sam Sports Network's Podomatic.
And it will still be called Sam Sports Network in the playlist. It's just he will still have things.
There's not
going to
be multiple playlists for Sam Sports right. Network. It's going to be like the big I'm going to change things a little bit because I'm going to merge some of my podcasts together. I'm not going to merge all of them into one.
Right, and
I'm
and
gonna have like three
Sam
podcasts.
Sam Sports Network and his highlights that aren't as big. Like if he's doing a random game and highlights,
and
it'll
I,
still
and
be on Sam Sports
don't
Network.
Don't worry, Australian Football League is going nowhere. I'm doing a follow up video to my post.
But your YouTube channel, Sam Sports Network, in itself, it's still gonna stay. It's just some of your stuff will also be on Power Sports' merger mothership page.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my most viewed video from the Australian Football League, which currently has, I don't know how many views. Let's take a look. It has 4.1 thousand views.
Like, this might be the last official only singly out Sam Sports Network podcast, but Sam Sports Network is not leaving. Don't worry. You've got nothing to worry about.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. We're just signing off for today before the merger, and I'm sure he's got many more planned. Sam is a hardworking guy. Thank
you,
Sam, for being on the podcast.
Thank you for being on it with me. And for everyone here at Sam Sports Network, only me. And for Brian Barth and Isaac Fleischer, I'm Sam Fetterman saying goodbye from the Deep Three.